Today we'd like to see the title of Josiah in the 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23. To the souls on this online read-through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 22, verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Bozkath. Who was Josiah in brief, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 22, verse 16, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on these inhabitants. All the words of the book which the king of Judah has read. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 23, verse 2, the king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, and with him all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time, in the 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 26, and he was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzziah. Then Josiah, his son, reigned in his place. After Amon, the 14th evil king's death, Josiah, the good 15th king, reigned in his place. Get right with God, get right with God, by the Spirit, whose sword is the word of God. Here, time order of kings of Judah, right there, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Right here, Josiah, the number 15, only good king, the other all kings, evil kings. The source right there. Chapter 22, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name is Jedidah, the daughter of Adadiah, Bozkath. Josiah's grandfather was King Manasseh. After the king Manasseh reigned, Josiah's father Amon reigned for 2 years before being assassinated. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. For the first 18 years of his rule, he was obedient to God's law. At age 26, he began his religious reforms. Bozkath was a town located near Philistine city of Ekron. Verse 2, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of his father's David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. He didn't waver in to the straight and path toward God. Verse 3, now it came to pass in the 18th years of King Josiah, that the king sent to Shaphan, the scribe, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, to the house of the Lord, saying, now, of course, Josiah age was 26 years old. He sent to Shaphan. Verse 4, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, and he may count the money which has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people. The doorkeepers were responsible for regulating entry into the temple and for overseeing to collection of monetary. donations. Five, and let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work, who are the overseers in the house of the Lord. Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord doing the work, to repair the damages of the house, to carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. However, there be need be no accounting made with them of the money delivered into their hand, because they deal faithfully. During the reign of Manasseh, the temple fell into a state of a severe disrepair and was desecrated. Altars to Baal and images of Asherah were erected within its walls. Josiah's primary objective was to restore the temple, which included replacing and general refurbishments to reverse the damage and the lot it had suffered. Verse 8, then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Manasseh's 40 years of reign, the law of Moses was lost. At around age 26, King Josiah rediscovered the Pentateuch, leading to a drastic reform of the kingdom of Judah in accordance with God's commands. Verse 9. So Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of those who do the work, who oversee the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. 11. Now it happened, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. Upon hearing the law, Josiah tore his clothes in a show of grief and immediately initiated sweeping reforms. A single reading of God's law altered the nation's course. In contrast, many today remain unaffected by truths in God's word, as they are primarily focused on worldly pursuits. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Achiam the son of Shaphan, Akbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us. Upon discovering the Lord, King Josiah understood that his people were ripe for judgment due to their idolatry. As forewarned by God in Deuteronomy, he consulted the prophet Zephaniah and Jeremiah and initiated a deep religious reformation. This was not a superficial change of Josiah the king. It was a genuine spiritual renewal. As a result, the Lord commanded Josiah through Jeremiah to exact judgment and righteousness, protecting the vulnerable and acting justly. Verse 14. So Hilkiah the priest, Akakam, Akku, Shaphan, and Asa went to Huldah, the prophetess Huldah, The wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Harash, keeper of Wairo, she dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke with her. Huldah, like Miriam and Deborah, was a prophetess, demonstrating that God chose his servants regardless of gender, wealth, or social status. In the New Testament, the prophetess Anna is also mentioned. A prophet or a prophetess just delivered God's word without explanation. However, the scripture prohibits the women from specific ministries, such as teaching, adult men, based on the created order described in the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 12, 14. 15. Then she said to them, "Thus said the Lord God of Israel, tell them who sent you to me. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants. All the words of the book which the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place, shall not be quenched." Question 2. Prophesied that the people had committed two wrongs. They had Jeremiah. Question 2. They had abandoned God and had dug broken cisterns. This could not hold the water. The prophet suggests that people are naturally inclined to worship. When they turn away from the true God, they create their own idols or religions. However, these man-made systems, symbolized as broken cisterns, are ultimately empty and cannot fulfill a person's deepest needs or provide help in the time of trouble. Huldah, the prophetess, later confirmed this divine complaint against Israel. Jeremiah chapter 13. Yeah, cross reference. Verse 17, now, because they had have forsaken me, burned incense to other God, they might provoke me to anger and all the works of their hand. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched. Verse 18, but as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the God, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place, against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, said the Lord. Verse 19. After discovering the nation's corruption, King Josiah tore his clothes in grief and wept before God. In response to his sincere repentance, which was demonstrated by his subsequent change in behavior, God showed him mercy. Verse 20. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to you, your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this plate. So they brought back word to the king. Chapter 23. Now the king sent them to gather all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to him. Verse 2. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and with him all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. Upon hearing God's word, King Josiah experienced a spiritual renewal. Weeping and seeking the Lord, he then gathered the people so they too could hear it. This demonstrates the power of God's word, which Jesus also highlighted in John chapter 15, verse 3, stating, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." Therefore, loving God's word is synonymous with loving God himself. Verse 3, "Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimony and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of his covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant." After Josiah read the word, the people stood and made a covenant pledging to follow God. However, whether or not they followed God or to deliver Joshua, the king, what the people after Joshua's death did show it. If their commitment was motivated by a desire to simply obey the king rather than a sincere internal faith in God, their promise was not genuine. A true covenant with God requires a personal conviction, not just the external compliance. Verse 4, "And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes to Bethel. Then he removed the idolatry priests, whom the king of Judah had ordained to burn incense on the high places in the cities of Judah, in the places all around Jerusalem, and those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to all the host of heaven. 6, and he brought out the wooden image from the house of the Lord to the brook Kidron outside of Jerusalem, burned it at Brook of Kidron, and ground it to ashes, and threw its ashes on the graves on the common people." King Manasseh, who was known for his wickedness, placed a carved image of Asherah, the goddess of fertility, within God's temple. Verse 7, "Then he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted persons that were in the house of the Lord, where the women moved hangings for the woman image." To praise the house of Sodomites, it praised to a place where male prostitution was practiced. Verse 8, "And he brought to all the priests from the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba. Also he broke down the high places at the gates which were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were to the left of the city gates." Merely professing a belief in what is right is insufficient. We must act on our convictions. As the saying goes, faith without works is dead. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not come up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they ate unleavened bread among the brethren. Verse 10, "And he defiled the Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Then no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire to Moloch. Joshua destroyed the place in the valley of Hinnom, also known as Gehenna, where people would sacrifice their babies by burning them. 11. Then he removed the horses that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun at the entrance to the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan Melech, the officer who was in the court, and he burned the chariot of the sun with the fire. The horses were used in processions dedicated to the worship of the sun. Since the people believed the sun was carried across the sky each day on a chariot drawn by horses. 12. The altars that were on the roof, the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord. The king broke down and pulverized there and threw their dust into the brook of Kidron. 13. Then the king defiled the high places that were east of Jerusalem, which were on the southern mount of corruption, or Olivet, which Solomon king of Orsa had built for Ashtoreth, the abomination of Sidonites, for Chemosh, the abomination of Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination people of Ammon. In the Mount of Olivet is become Mount of Corruption. King Solomon and later king built hidden shrines and placed for idol worship. So resulting Mount of Corruption. However, God-fearing kings like Hezekiah and Joshua destroyed the pagan centuries of worship. 14. And he broke in pieces the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden image that filled their places with bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel and the high places which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he broke down. And he burned the high place and crushed it to powder and burned the wooden image. As Josiah turned, he showed the tomb that was there on the mountain, and he sent and took the bones out of the tombs and burned them on the altar and defiled it, according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed this word. Then he said, "What gravestone is this that I see?" 15:16. After the Israelites had been conquered by the Assyrians, Joshua turned his attention to the high place and altar that Jeroboam had built in Bethel. He broke them down, burned the high place, and crushed it into the fine powder. He also burned the grove. As he was leaving, Joshua showed the sepulchres on the mount. These were like the graves of people from the kingdom of Israel, which had been conquered by Assyrians and were now under Babylon influence. He had the bones taken from the tombs and burned them on the altar, desecrating it, just as the Lord had foretold. Then he said, "What gravestones is this I see?" Then the man of the city told him, "It is the tomb of the man who came from Judah and proclaimed these things which you have done against the altar of Bethel." Verse 16, and he said, "Let him alone, let no one move his bones." So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet who came from Samaria. The prophecies had been fulfilled in the 1 Kings chapter 13, 28-32. Verse 19, now Joshua also took away all the shrines of the high places and that were in the cities of Samaria, which the king of Israel and had made provoke the Lord to anger. He did it to them according to all the deeds he had done in battle. He ejected all the priests of the high places who were there, on the altars and burn the men's bones on them. He returned to Jerusalem. 21. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, Keep the Passover of the Lord your God, and it is written in this book of the covenant. Such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of Judges, who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Joshua, the Passover was held before the Lord in Jerusalem to commemorate God's deliverance of Israel from slavery in Egypt. Exodus 12, King Joshua observed the Passover for the first time. The celebration's significance lies in its meanings. Without it, its ritual is empty. 24. Moreover, Joshua put away those who consulted mediums and spiritists, the household gods and idols, all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. 25. Now before him there was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him. King Josiah is remembered as Judah's most obedient king. His obedience to God followed a clear pattern. He first recognized sin, then actively eliminated simple practices, and finally he addressed the root causes of the sin. This method of confirming sin remains effective even today. Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath, with which his anger was aroused against Judah because of all the provocations with which Manasseh provoked him. And the Lord said, I will also remove Judah from my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, the house of which I said, my name shall be there. 28. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, the Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to the aid of the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him and Megiddo when he confronted him. In 609 before Christ, the Pharaoh Necho of Egypt marched his army through Judea en route to Assyria. King Josiah attempted to stop the Egyptian army, but he was killed in battle. His forces were defeated, and the nation of Judah was subjugated, becoming a vassal state of Egypt for a while. 30. Then his servants moved his body in a chariot from Megiddo, brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. The people of the land took Jehoaz, the son of Josiah, anointed him, and made him king in his father's place. Jehoaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. Now Pharaoh Necho put him in prison at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem. He imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. 34. Then Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in place of his father Josiah, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Pharaoh took Jehoiada and went to Egypt, and he died there. After the Pharaoh initially exiled the people's choice for king, Jehoiada to Egypt, he appointed Eliakim as a new king, changing his name to Jehoiakim. In 605 BC, following Egypt's defeat by Babylon, Judah became a vassal state of Babylon. Then 305, so Jehoiakim gave the silver gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give money according to the command of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and gold from the people of the land for everyone according to his assessment to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Ruma, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father said done. We covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on praying for all missionaries, Africa continent, Latin America continent, Europe continent, Asia continent, and in America, Northern American continent as well. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.